It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Grain markets have put in a pretty strong performance here over the last couple of weeks, with corn now trading to highs we haven't seen in almost 18 months, and soybeans and wheat also seeing some pretty good performances. A lot of that due to weather and administration news. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about that.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
Corn and soybeans have made a pretty strong performance or pretty strong recovery since hitting their recent lows, whereas wheat has finally started to make a little bit of space between its lows and where it's currently traded. Minneapolis wheat put in lows in January and right now sitting about 28 cents off of those lows, while corn put in its harvest August lows and is sitting about 80 cents off of that level currently. And soybeans put in lows in December and are currently trading about $1.20 above that level. So we've seen a pretty good rally in these grains. Part of it is due to concerns about weather, as cold temperatures and wintry weather has moved into the southern plains and into the Delta regions, causing a little bit of stress on the winter wheat crop, especially in the Delta areas where we're seeing an increase in soft red, and they're a little bit more worried about winter kill in that region. As far as weather for South America, we continue to see hot and dry conditions and disappointing rain amounts for Argentina, which is continuing to cause a little bit of concerns and helping to support the soybean market. But we continue to have looming over these markets the threat of tariffs, which now we're looking at February 1 as the possible date to see tariffs put in against Mexico, Canada, the European Union, and China. Now, it's giving these countries and the U.S. administration an opportunity to investigate and look at current trade agreements and then start looking at where we could see a little more targeted tariffs to cause a little bit more influence on the other countries. That certainly is a little bit supportive to the marketplace and helping give a little bit of strength. But come February 1st, the market will once again be sitting on pins and needles waiting to see what the administration will be doing.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.